I shall talk to you today briefly on divine life. Divine life is life in God or the immortal soul. He who lives the divine life is free from cares, worries, anxieties, miseries, sufferings, and tribulations. He attains immortality, perfection, freedom, independence, eternal peace, supreme bliss, and perennial joy. He radiates joy and peace and light everywhere. To lead the divine life, you need not retire in the forest. You can lead the divine life while remaining in the world. What is what it is? Renunciation of egoism, mindness, attachment, vasanas and krishnas. Leave the world, bind to God, and enhance the service of humanity. Serve humanity with atma bhav. Serve the poor, serve the sick with the narayana bhav. Serve the society, serve the country. Selfless service is the highest yoga. Samadhi will come by itself without any effort for one who is solely absorbed in service and his heart is purified. Service is worship of the Lord, never forget this. He who sees Brahman or the immortal soul in the school, Brahman in medicine, Brahman in the patient, Brahman in the doctor, Brahman in service, he who thinks or meditates thus, when doing service, verily reaches Brahman or the eternal. The practice of Brahmacharya is very important for spiritual progress. Brahmacharya is the basis for acquiring immortality. It is itself divine life. Brahmacharya brings material progress and psychic advancement. It is a substratum for a life of peace in Atma. It is a potent weapon for controlling the internal rajasic forces, namely karma, krodha, the lobe, etc. It gives tremendous energy and gigantic willpower and good vichara shakti. Japa is an important anga of yoga or divine life. The mantra is divinity. Japa is a repetition of the mantra or the names of the Lord. In Kali Yuga, practice of japa alone can give eternal peace, bliss and immortality. Japa ultimately resolves its body or communion with the Lord. Sankirtana is the singing of the Lord's name with faith and devotion. When you sing his names, feel that Lord Hari Arishta Devata is seated in your heart, that every name of the Lord is filled up with the divine potencies, that the old vicious samskaras and vasanas are burned by the power of the name, and the mind is filled with sattva purity. The rajas and tamas are completely destroyed and the veil of ignorance is torn down. This kind of mental attitude brings the maximum benefit of sankirtan. It is not the number of japa or the length of time of kirtan that counts for spiritual growth, but the intensity of bhava with which the Lord's names are sung. Oh.